Good morning, or should I say morning, for Kashmiris. Shown their right place, what did they think as a state with a minority ruling? They had any aukat, any voice, any say? Humiliated they shall be, and they were. Move aside, Modi, all hail Amit Shah. And Arvind Kejriwal is a damn good actor to have kept his sanginess hidden in his shirt pocket. But before I go ahead with the long diatribe on the repressive state, I would like to take a moment and tell you about the Indian rupee. Well, the rupee nosedived 113 paise or 1.62% against the US dollar and breached the 70 mark on Monday. Well, the fall in rupee's value marked the biggest single day drop in the last 6 years. Well, don't worry, things can always drop more when you think they have dropped to its lowest. It is 6th August 2019 and yesterday a Dalit president trampled upon the constitution written by the greatest Dalit. A decision to overturn the very basis of the accession of Jammu and Kashmir has been taken without consultation or negotiation at a time when the state does not have a popularly elected government. Now, the presidential order states that the state government's concurrence has been taken. It probably means the concurrence of the governor, who is a nominee of the central government. To put it simplistically, a decision was taken about the land of Kashmir without Kashmiris, the people to whom the land belongs. Now, the decision by the center to repeal Article 370 and reorganize Jammu and Kashmir with many state leaders under house arrest and through a pliant governor goes against the grain of democracy and constitutionalism. Two things we may as well consider to be in a critical state worse than that of Unnao rape victim. Now, don't get me wrong, the status quo was a double whammy. It did nothing to address the well-being of Kashmiris who have now endured two generations of military occupation and an ever-increasing gulf between Kashmir and the rest of the nation. So the movement was inevitable and in some ways necessary. Now, the bill will come up in Lok Sabha today and is expectedly to pass easily. In effect, the state of Jammu and Kashmir will now cease to exist. It will be replaced by two new union territories, Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. Now, UTs, that is union territories, have become states earlier. But this is the first time that a state has been converted into a union territory. I've always maintained that India and the new breed of new Indians do not understand consent. The fact that these measures had to be done under stealth, with a tight security noose and an informational blackout, is a measure of the evil of the step taken. It's not free allegiance, it is repression, plain and simple, reminiscent of the Reichstag or Chinese constitutional ideology that sees federalism as an obstacle to a strong state and homogeneous culture. It's according to Pratap Bhanu Mehta in today's Indian Express. Else how would you explain the lie? Why lie to your own people and how can this be okay? Why lie that Yatra was suspended due to a specific terror threat? Then why suspend internet? Why put politicians under house arrest? Why convert the state into one big oppressive open jail? This is what one Twitter user asked. Another tweeted, they used an incorrect preposition. The threat wasn't in Kashmir, it is to. Well, as Pratap Bhanu Mehta in today's Indian Express put it, and I quote, how can we justify offering Nagaland asymmetric federalism but deny it to Kashmir? Its implication is that the government can unilaterally declare any existing state to be a union territory. This is a constitutional first. We are simply a union of union territories that happen to be a state at the discretion of the center. Not a single one of us can take any constitutional protections for granted. A parliament is a notice board, not a debating forum. Umar Abdullah has already mentioned that this will be challenged in court, but on what grounds? Well, the possible grounds of challenge could include the argument that the conversion of JNK into a union territory is in violation of Article 3, as the bill was not referred by the president to the state assembly. Also, can the constituent assembly mean legislative assembly? Are the governor and the state government one and same? To quote Mehta again, what is playing out in Kashmir is the warped psyche of a great civilization at its insecure worst. The BJP thinks it is going to Indianize Kashmir, but instead what we will see is potentially the Kashmirization of India. The story of Indian democracy written in blood and betrayal. Or perhaps the most astute last words came from a Twitter user who said, People have become used to being lied to. We didn't vote for information. We voted for stunts, good or bad. Now, one question that kept running in my head was that what was also said by Pratap Bhanu Mehta was that how can we justify offering Nagaland asymmetric federalism but deny it to Kashmir? Now, Article 370, which limited purchase and inheritance of property to permanent residents, may be dead in JAK, but its clones are very much alive and kicking in several Indian states. Article 371A, this provision in the constitution prohibits anyone who is not a resident from buying land in Nagaland, which may only be bought by tribals who are residents of the state. Article 371F, Sikkim, which was the last state to be merged into the Indian Union in 1975, also has several constitutional privileges. Article 371F bestowed on the state government the right of ownership of all land in the state, even if it was owned by private individuals prior to the state's merger with India. Moreover, Article 371F states that neither the Supreme Court nor any other court shall have jurisdiction in respect of any dispute or other matter arising out of any treaty, agreement, and engagement or other similar instrument related to Sikkim. Albeit, with a small caveat that allows the President to step in should there be such a need related to a constitutional law. Now, Article 371G, similar to Article 371A, it limits the ownership of land to Mizoram's tribals. That apart, both 371A and 371G limit the Parliament's authority to enact any law that interferes with tribal religious laws, customs, including their justice system. And of course, Article 371 in its entirety, though it's ruled by the BJP, non-residents are still not allowed to buy agriculture land in Himachal Pradesh. Why? Can these states also now be made a part of India? And will that be done through lies, deceits, or through debate and dialogue? Well, time will tell. But moving on to another bill, more crucial for the time that we are living in, the Rajasthan Assembly yesterday passed the landmark anti-lynching bill that provides for maximum punishment of life imprisonment and a fine of Rs. 5 lakh to anyone convicted in a case of mob lynching. The Rajasthan Protection from Lynching Bill 2019 was passed by a voice vote amid protests by, guess who, the BJP, which wanted the legislation to be referred to a select committee for review, much like BJP has been doing with its bill in Lok and Rajya Sabha. The bill defines mob as a group of two or more individuals and lynching as act or series of acts of violence or those of aiding or attempting an act of violence by a mob on grounds including religion, race, caste, sex. Well, that is from India's side, and on to a quick summary of international news, where the US has labeled China a currency manipulator in a move that brings already tense relations between the two countries to a boil. On Monday, the US Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin accused China of manipulating its currency to gain unfair competitive advantage in international trade. The US will now ask the IMF to eliminate the unfair competitive advantage created by China's latest actions. Meanwhile, North Korea has generated an estimated $2 billion for its weapons of mass destruction program using widespread and increasingly sophisticated cyber attacks to steal from banks and cryptocurrency exchanges, according to a confidential UN report seen by Reuters yesterday. Now, Brazil's far-right president, Jair Bolsonaro, has said he hopes criminals will die in the streets like cockroaches as a result of hard-line legislation he's pushing to shield security forces and citizens who shoot alleged offenders from prosecution. Well, that is all from today. Tomorrow is yet another day. Give a thought to Kashmiris. We are better than the time we are living in. Until tomorrow, goodbye from takeapart.com.